Good morning, everyone. Today is the 28th of December, Monday morning, and I hope everyone is doing well, and hope you're not singing Monday, Monday. Forget that day. I didn't want to get up this morning myself. I just wanted to stay in bed. But anyway, this morning, I have entitled this video, The Crimson Red Tulip. The Crimson Red Tulip. You might ask me, well, how did you come up with that? Well, I was laying there in bed, and I was thinking about the acrostic tulip. How many people have attacked the biblical doctrines contained in the acrostic tulip? And there's been many allegations laid against those who uphold to the biblical doctrines of tulip. So I'm just going to take about 5 minutes and explain why I embrace the acrostic tulip and why I call it the crimson red tulip. Why I call it the crimson red tulip. T, of course, stands for total depravity, and people don't want to be told they're totally depraved. I mean, I've read theologians that have tried to deny our trespasses and sin at birth. We're born and conceived in sin. And a lot of theologians want to reject the Bible that says that we're born and conceived in sin. David himself said he was conceived in sin. We're told in many scriptures that we're dead in our trespasses and sin. We're told that in Ephesians. We're told that throughout the Bible. We don't have any spark of good in us as it relates to spirituality when we're born. If we say that we do, we've denied the fall, haven't we? I think we have. Unconditional election in Romans 9, we're told that the children, being not yet born, not having done any good or evil, but of him that calleth, he said, the elder will serve the younger. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. It wasn't based upon Jacob's works. The reason that God loved Jacob is because he chose to love him. You, the U in the crimson red tulip acrostic, stands for unconditional election. The L is probably one of the most hated biblical doctrines, which is limited atonement. Limited atonement. God's atonement is limited to those for whom he died for. It does not cover those for whom he did not die. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and no man can pluck them out of my hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. He gave his life for many, not all. The L in limited atonement is covered by the precious blood of Christ. That's why I call it crimson tulip. The atonement is effectual for all for whom Christ shed his precious blood for. Irresistible grace. Well, there are people that say that you can execute your free will anytime you want to and choose Christ. Well, you may make a mental assent of Christ. You may make a mental choice that you're going to let Jesus into your heart. But the only way that a person can have spiritual life, Christ says, is if we've been born again. The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. Giving mental assent to save you eternal life. Exalting yourself and say that you let Jesus into your heart does not give you eternal life. Irresistible grace gives absolute certainty that you're one of His if He's chosen you, if He's died for you, and if He's brought His Spirit in you to embrace the gospel like He did the Apostle Paul. When He struck Paul down on the road to Damascus, Paul was going one direction. He was persecuting and he was blinded by the light. And so this is exactly what happens when we find ourselves struck down by the Spirit of God. We embrace the gospel because the Holy Spirit has been brought into our life. And we then, like Paul, say, what must I do? Lord, what must I do? And Christ told Paul, get up, it will be told thee what thou must do. That's irresistible grace. And then finally, the final perseverance of the saints, P in the crimson red tulip. Final perseverance is found in Jude 24 and 25. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before His throne. That's the final perseverance of the saints. And all of Tulip is bathed in crimson red, the blood of Jesus Christ. His eternal fountain of life springing from His blood. And it embraces all of the acrostic tulip, does it not? So that, in a nutshell, I want to do a little bit of an explanation of why I embrace the crimson red tulip. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.